Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Highland Micro Sprint winner Bree Wirth. Then we'll speak with Maquoketa Speedway promoter Jake Montoya. And we'll have a conversation about the upcoming reopening of Belle Claire Speedway with Kenny Wallace. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Ohio at Eldora Kings Royal. Second year in a row to Anthony Macri. Colton Longwell wins Raceway 7. Wayne County goes to Johnny Bruce. A.J. Flick, a winner at Lernerville, Pennsylvania. Greg Wilson wins Tri-City. And Dog Hollow goes to Kyle Lear. Derek Fisher at 191 in Victory Lane in Kentucky. Ponderosa to Jason Jameson. Colby Quick wins at Paducah. Florence goes to Trent Green. Indiana at Winchester to Briggs Danner. Zach Sasser back in Victory Lane at Brownstown. Speedrome to Jeff Shackelford. Sportsdrome to Derek Smith. Elkins, West Virginia, where Logan Hitt got a win. Steven Adams wins Beckley. Lincoln, Illinois. Dalton England in Victory Lane. Keegan Osentowski wins Coles County. While at Viola Boys, it's Jackson Eichler. In Iowa at Lee County, it's Jay Johnson. Ryan Timms wins a pair at Knoxville. Hawkeye Downs goes to Michael Bilderbeck. And in Missouri, I-55 to Jeff Herzog. Howard Moore wins Farmington. Doe Run and Southern Illinois fall to Dane Sensel. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from the Micro Sprint event as part of the Saturday night event at Highland Speedway in Highland, Illinois, Brianna Elliott, who we may remember back as Bree Wirth when she was not married. Kind of catch us up there, Mrs. Elliott. I thought I interviewed a guy named Chad Elliott once that also won at Highland. Is there a connection?
Yeah, there is. We got married this November, and we've still been racing.
Well, congratulations to Chad, and hopefully as well to you, Brianna Elliott, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Her first win at Highland Speedway, I think she won at Jacksonville, Illinois, earlier in the year, but this is the first time back at the track. We had interviewed her a few years back for winning at Highland Speedway in Highland, Illinois. And, what do you say about the transition to now being Mrs. Elliott in Victory Lane? Do you have to, wink over at Chad now because he's hubby, or how does the Victory Lane stuff and just, that in general work out now?
A lot of it is the same, but the announcers are definitely confused the first time I'm at a track this year because they recognize my car and they don't recognize my name.
Well, we'll have to get with Doug and all the good announcing crew there at Highland Speedway and get them up to speed that it's Brianna Elliott now, not Bree Wirth, the racer, same, but a wedding ring now, helping her turn left a little bit more and getting her into Victory Lane last Saturday night. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So winning, was Chad in the field? Did he get, anywhere close? Was he racing against you Saturday?
Yep, Chad was there on Saturday, and he got second, so definitely a competitive house.
Well, Brianna Elliott, the Mrs. of the Mrs. Brianna and Chad Elliott, taking the win there. Does that mean that, certain chores now are going to be in his side of the equation? What is the personal rivalry like when you get back to the house there? Does the garbage have to get picked up differently or something? Do you have any of those kind of things that, make life more interesting?
Oh, yeah. Whoever loses that weekend, they've got a little more to do.
and is Chad a willing participant in this, or do you have to remind him a little bit? Or do you just to make sure that it's a little more fun?
Oh, he definitely remembers.
Well, Chad Elliott, I would hope you're listening and, you know, enjoy a week of extra service to Mrs. as Brianna Elliott is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline after winning at Highland Speedway in the micro sprint ahead of her husband as she crossed the line and took the checkered flag. Even though they were probably calling her Bree Worth, she still got the trophy and the victory lane pictures and all that. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How is it going to the track and really having Chad there 100% in your corner, no matter what, a husband's going to do what he has to do to help? And all is the bond even stronger because of the racing commitment that you both have and both continue to win races?
Yeah, I think that's always been a factor, but it's definitely a little bit different now. We definitely have each other's backs out there.
What's it like? And we're talking to Brianna Elliott, the winner at Highland Speedway in the micro sprints and such. Have you learned different, like drivers have superstitions, like they want to put the left glove on first, put the right glove on second. Has Chad shared with you any of that? Like, do you have, new different things that you do for good luck? And, do you always shake hands or kiss or hug or something before? I mean, are there things now as a married couple that race against each other that, you have brought to each other's format to go racing?
Not necessarily. We both have our own like trailers and we pit next to each other and stuff and we'll help each other out. But I try not to get too wrapped up in the superstition. I try to just go out there and race.
Are you allowed in his trailer when it's race time, or is this little private areas for each of you to go to and maybe cook off some steam if you need to? How is that separation?
That's kind of what we've been doing before. We've been together since 2019, so we've been kind of doing this for 7 years, but still have like our own spaces and stuff that we're bringing to the track.
Congratulations to our former guest, Bree Worth, who is now Brianna Elliott, and her husband, Chad. Brianna, congratulations on the marriage, on the victories, and look forward to chatting with you again. Brianna Elliott, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline is the promoter of Maquoketa Speedway, Jake Montoya. And Jake, welcome to the show. I got to start with the first question. Montoya, any relation there to the famous race car driver Juan Pablo?
I wish Uncle Juan would send me a little bit of money so we could make some more fun races. But no relation, sir.
Wow. Well, we still like having Jake Montoya on, the promoter of Maquoketa Speedway. Where the heck is Maquoketa Speedway?
I guess, that's pretty easy. We're 3 hours west of Chicago, 30 minutes north of the Quad Cities, which lies right on Interstate 80. So we're pretty far east into Iowa. Not far away from the Mississippi River.
So kind of Davenport-esque and a little east or so of Knoxville, Iowa, where folks would know those larger towns. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yep. East of Knoxville, west of Chicago.
Jake Montoya, the promoter of the track there at that geographic location, Maquoketa Speedway, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, it sounds like a beautiful area. What can you tell us about the layout and the track itself there at Maquoketa Speedway?
Yeah, so we're on the Jackson County Fairgrounds, so it's a beautiful facility. We've got a nice little quarter mile. We've got our friends Ricky and Brenda Kai that help us quite a bit. Ricky's brought over some fresh dirt, and we're keeping that thing looking spiffy as much as we can. But the fairgrounds kind of make it nice. Here in a week from now, we actually have the Jackson County Fair. So there's going to be carnival rides and all that fun stuff coming.
Man, it is mid-America perfect. Maquoketa, Iowa, Maquoketa Speedway. We're chatting with the promoter, Jake Montoya of Maquoketa Speedway, on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, this weekend, where the show airs at first, there will be event number 2 of the 3-race Maquoketa Summer Showdown Series. And then, as Jake just said, they got the fair going on, so they're going to scoot it into a Thursday night, next Thursday, July 30th. What makes this show, this Maquoketa Summer Showdown Series special? What kind of cars are running, and what's the buzz about it?
Yeah, so the Summer Showdown focuses on the IMCA Hobby Stocks. A couple weeks ago, we started 30 of them. Last week, we had 30 of them signed in. We started 28. We just get a slug of these guys, so we were excited. We love that they come and race with us. So we wanted to make sure that we spent some money back with them as they bring a ton of friends, family, and everything in our grandstand. So we wanted to make sure that we help those guys, because it is obviously one of our support classes throughout the year. We wanted to make sure that that those guys keep racing with us. So we increased the purse for the weekly race. And then we also came out with a 3-week points fund. So we got some cash. Yeah, we got some cash, and then we got a ton of contingency sponsors. I think the winner is going to walk away with $500 cash for the points fund, another $500 gift certificate, plus a fire suit. So they're walking away pretty good.
So this is really a blue collar grassroots, give back type series where they earn the back, but, the Thursday championship at the fair, extra special, the Summer Showdown Series at Maquoketa Speedway next Thursday, July 30th. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with track promoter Jake Montoya. And you can certainly hear this, as I hope you are, on KMAQ and Brett Massey and all those great folks over there, and keeping up with all that they're doing. I know they're a part of the support of the event. But Jake, is it just hobby stocks, or are we going to see other kind of race cars there on fair night at the Maquoketa Speedway?
Yeah, so on fair night, we're going to run our IMCA classes, which include the modified sport mods, and then we're also running the IMCA stock cars for $2,000 to win that night. Everybody has an increased purse. In addition, we're running the INEX Legend cars, and then we're also running the AIRS, which is the American Iron Stock Car Series. So those guys are pretty cool. You get to see some vintage cars out there.
Oh, wow. Beautiful vintage cars racing on a picturesque mid-America track at a Fair at Maquoketa Speedway, Maquoketa, Iowa. We're chatting with Jake Montoya on the profabrication.com hotline. You're working me up. When I go to a track and I got all that kind of racing going on, I get hungry. What can we have special at Maquoketa Speedway if we show up at Fair or at any time?
Well, obviously Fair, you got to get your corn dog and lemonade. But if you're here for a weekly race or even one of our specials that we have going on, you can get, honestly, the coolest part is we work with our local butcher. They sponsor us, but we also buy the meat back from them. So you're getting a cow, you're getting beef, or you're getting pork, and it was probably raised just a mile or two down the road. It's always great. I love a pork tenderloin when we have them.
Jake Montoya, the promoter at Maquoketa Speedway, getting ready for Thursday, July 30th. You can hear the passion in his voice for all of this. You've been a racer yourself, doing some iRacing and such. What's it like to be the guy that gets to have the keys and turn the lights on there at Maquoketa Speedway for you?
I think it's plenty of fun. More than anything, I just like the pride that we have in the hometown here. You know, it seems like we've turned around in the last few years, and we've gotten the community support behind us. And that's what I really appreciate, is I wanted to make sure that our city and everybody like that was behind us. So we've done a good job of that, let alone helping make the track a little bit more racy and fun to compete on. So.
Where can we find Maquoketa Speedway on socials, on the internet and such?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we have a Facebook page, Maquoketa Speedway. And in case you didn't know, it's M-A-Q-U-O-K-E-T-A, Maquoketa Speedway. So we have that. We'll be working on an X. And then don't be afraid. We've got the streaming service Race On via TV.
It's going to be great. Race On TV, Done Right TV, Maquoketa Speedway. Tune in, get there. Maquoketa Speedway next Thursday, July 30th. Jake, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Race fans, November 4th through the 7th, Dirt Racing's most celebrated stars will shine in an electrifying spectacle, the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte. Purchase a ticket package by Monday, August 3rd at alldirtroads.com and get a free pit pass. All Dirt Roads lead to Charlotte as the World of Outlaws sprint cars, late models, and super dirt car big block modifieds collide.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Everybody just coming off that great historic North Wilkesboro Speedway weekend and all the things that happened there. And our next guest on the profabrication.com hotline was one of the guys that got to enjoy it, Kenny Wallace. Welcome back to the show. And I always think about asking you this question by text or something. Horsepower hydration. the drink mix and such. Are you a lemon lime guy or a mixed berry guy? What are you drinking?
Well, hi, Lenny. Yeah, I'm a mixed berry guy. And boy, we needed to stay hydrated down there at Wilkesboro. It was one of the hotter weekends of the year for sure.
Well, it's always hot when we have Kenny Wallace doing his thing at the NASCAR races. But boy, he's got himself a hometown celebration going on. Back in the day, they took away the track at Belclair Speedway. It had just gotten so old and the buildings and such, they flattened it. And then Mark Kern, the St. Clair County chairman, decided, I can find a way. This track meant a lot to him and means a lot to him and all the racing that goes on there right in the heart of America. And he put together the package through the St. Clair County chairmanship he has. And Mark Kern, our hats are off to you. And Kenny Wallace, from your personal self to the fans of grassroots racing, how much does Belclair Speedway returning on August 1st mean to you?
Well, it's everything, and it is everything because racetracks never come back. 9 times out of 10, when a racetrack is shut down in the middle of a city like Belleville, Illinois, Belclair Speedway, when it came back, you know, everybody thought, oh, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, month after month, this racetrack was being built. So, Tri-City shut down, so this one opened up.
Man, and boy, has it ever. I can't wait to see this. Belclair Speedway in Belclair, Illinois. You say you don't know where that is? Well, everybody knows where the Gateway Arch is, and this is exactly 16 miles to the southwest of the Gateway Arch, right there on the river. Everything, you could find it easy, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Kenny Wallace about the new opening for the Belclair Fairground Speedway Park, the premier quarter-mile dirt oval that, as I said, will be right in the shadows of the Gateway Arch there, and the you know, man, I saw that the facility just looks amazing, and, you know, it's just beginning. The facility and what you've seen and the fairgrounds and all, what, you know, can fans expect when they show up next Saturday, August 1st, to see the action there? What's the place feel like and what's it look like?
It's managed and run by the greatest promoters in America, Toby Crews, who's been promoting dirt races for 30 years. And, of course, the NASCAR track, Chris Blair, the general manager, the owner, Curtis Francois from the NASCAR track. They have the lease, so everything is right. Beautiful bathrooms, a lot of, concourses for handicapped people. They've got it all covered.
Well, it sure looked it from the videos, and we're chatting with Kenny Wallace on the profabrication.com hotline about the upcoming reopening of the all-new Belclair Fairground Speedway Park. Little Belleville is back August 1st. They're going to have Keith Coons Motorsports Midgets, Dirt Car Mods, Winged Micros, and a complete day. Plus, in September, during NASCAR weekend at Worldwide Technologies Raceway, the Enjoy 300 weekend, the Belclair Fairground Speedway will have the similar field of racing as well. So fans making their way to the NASCAR races in St. Louis at Gateway will be able to make it over from the Gateway Arch and be able to see these great tracks opening back up. The profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So Kenny Wallace, I saw Keith Coons, Flea Ruzick, Mike Harrison, all made laps in different vehicles, but then Treb Jacoby and Matthew Edler were out there in modifieds, and I know you're a modified guy, and the mods are going to be running on August 1st. What was the feedback that you got from Treb and Matthew about how the mods are going to be able to run, and the general feeling from all the drivers on how this thing's going to race?
Yeah, they were really happy with the size of the racetrack. Not too big, not too small. Really easy on motors and good for the local racer. And then, of course, the dirt bonded really well. It was super smooth. The racetrack put a lot of effort into finding that type of dirt. And, man, we've hit a home run with that. They got Dr. Dirt from the West Coast, and they mixed all the right ingredients to keep the dust down and keep it a smooth facility.
Man, it sounds like it is just going to be another heaven-like experience when we get back to the Belclair Fairgrounds Park Speedway, 16 miles southwest of the Gateway Arch. All Americans know where that place is, and man, easy to find this reborn racetrack, Little Belleville. Thank you to Curtis Francois, Chris Blair, Toby Cruz, Mark Kern, and everybody that's had a hand in it. How about the days when Don Klein used to patrol the Speedway as one of the top stars there? What's your historic moment that you remember from Belle Claire there, Kenny Wallace?
Yeah, boy, I never forget this one. Kenny Schrader, you know, he's a little older than me, about 10 years older. Well, when I was a kid, Kenny, he brought me to the Belle Claire Speedway. And, you know, of course, you had the covered grandstands, and they would start three wide from a dead stop. And that is burnt into my brain.
Wow. Well, I don't know whether they're going to do that this time, but however they get going out there at Belle Claire Speedway, I can't wait. August 1st is coming up. Kenny Schrader, of course, out and about with you, Kenny Wallace. Kenny, where can we keep up with you on social media? Give us the whole platform. I mean, you're everywhere, and we love watching what you do.
Well, we like keeping content going. That's good for the sport. My sponsors love it. So, you know, go to the Kenny Wallace YouTube show over on YouTube. And, of course, you can find me on all social medias. I am not on TikTok. However, my YouTube manager has me on there, and he just steals the stuff I put out and put it on TikTok. So we are on everything.
And correct me about this horsepower hydration. You're the mixed berry guy, but they can get lemon lime and get it all at a discount as well through what you do?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, go to horsepowerhydration.com, push in Kenny10, get 10% off, and it's got no sugar. It's got great vitamin B12. I always say keeps you hydrated and keeps you smarter.
Wow. Get smarter and get some Kenny Wallace and the horsepower hydration brand that he promotes. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. All kinds of grassroots races going on this weekend. Big ones all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing. And, of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. X, Facebook, and Instagram. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.